Chapter 12. Ben Skywalker sat stunned and shaken, trying to figure out what he had just felt. It had come to him through the Force, a blast of alarm and determination and hope so powerful it had stolen his breath. And then, nothing. No wave of searing pain, no tearing in the Force, no reaching out in farewell. Just cold emptiness in the place in his heart where he usually carried his father. Ben! Tahiri Vela's voice came from close beside him, urgent and confused. Ben! A hand punched his shoulder, then pointed into the blue miasma beyond the cockpit. A pear-shaped ball of rock and ice came spinning into view, as large as a mountain, and so close that Ben could have leapt onto it from the nose of their little Mitari scout. It was the third asteroid to emerge from the plasma in its many minutes, and a barely perceptible gravity field suggested the cloud concealed hundreds more. Ben used the craft's maneuvering thrusters to ease the Mitari backward, navigating as much by force and feel as by sight and sensor, his gaze dancing from the luminescent murk beyond the canopy to the infrared display to the StealthX distress beacon blinking on the navigation screen.
"What was that?"
huffed Tahiri. She was in her early 30s and had wavy blonde hair, piercing green eyes, and a trio of faint scars on her brow, relics of being tortured by the Yuuzhan Vong when she was only 14 years old.
"This is no time to be daydreaming."
"Sorry," Ben said. "I just felt, I don't know what, but it was bad."
"Bad?" Tahiri asked. "Be specific, Skywalker."
"It was my father," Ben said. "Something happened to him. I felt it."
"Something? As in dead?"
"How would I know?"
Ben asked. He wanted to shout, but that was his fear working on him, trying to rob him of his ability to think and act.
"I felt a wave of alarm, and I guess hope. Then I didn't feel anything. He just isn't there."
Tahiri's face went neutral. A bad sign. She was trying to hide her feelings.
"That could mean a lot of things," she said. "And right now we don't have time to worry about any of them."
She turned her eyes forward again, and he followed her gaze out into the blue fog beyond the canopy.
"That's going to be hard," he said.
"I know it is,"
Tahiri said.
"But we have our own mission, Ben. And our own problems. Whatever's happened to your father, you know what he expects of you.